Today's Daf Chaf. We are on Daf Chaf. We are sort of in the middle of discussing the Av Nezek of Shane. So we're on the top. I'll talk about Tahu Barcha. So we have this Barcha, which is Rashi says is an ace, some sort of goat or sheep. The Chaza lift up Puma de Dana. It saw some vegetable that was on top of a barrel. Sarik Salik. Achla lifta v'tavre l'dona. So it grabbed the barrel with its legs, I guess, and tried to climb up to get to the vegetable. And achla lifta v'tavre l'dona. And it ate this vegetable, and in doing so, broke the barrel. So chayve rava. Rava was mechayev, the owner of the A's, to pay a lifta of the adona nezek shalom. To pay both on the left end, on the vegetable, which is, I told her, shame, because he ate it. And on the dana nezek shalem, to pay full damage. Question is why? Why does he have to pay full damage on the chavis? It's not the derech of the A's to break a chavis. That's mishuna, and mishuna is code word, as we've seen, code word for Karen. And if it's not muad, he would only pay chatzin nezek for the barrel. So he says, kevon the orche lemecha lifta, orche nami lesaruche lemasalik. Since it's the derech for the A's to go climb, to go eat the vegetable. It's also the derech to grab onto the chavis in order to get to its food, to eat it, and therefore it's not mishuna. It's not mishuna for the animal to climb and get to the food, which is interesting because that's how Rashi explains it. He says, right, that's how Rashi explains it. But interesting, we just had, like, last time we left off yesterday, we talked about where they had the food on the table.
Right.
And he climbed up on the table.
Right.
And we said that he's not chayev, because he said it's not the derech.
It's
not the derech. So we have to figure out what the difference is between those two cases.
And is the damage to the barrel, is that redl or shen?
So it's full damage, so we're going to say it is, I don't know, I'm not sure which one it is, but I don't think it would make much of a difference, because the rules are pretty similar for regular shen. So I'm not sure if it makes a difference. The idea was, the question was, it's mishuna. I'm saying it's not mishuna because it's the derech to get to its food. That's how it does it. So Amr Ilfa. Ilfa says as follows. Behema b'reshus harabim. You have a behema, who's an animal, that's in reshus harabim. And shein v'regel and reshus harabim are what? Are pater, right? Shein v'regel is only reshus anizak. Shein behema's reshus harabim. U'pashta tzavara v'achla me'al gabe chaverta. What it did is it extended its neck and ate the food that was being carried by another animal, right in front of it or behind it, whatever. So chayeves, we say he's chayev with the nezek of shame, even, right? But why? Is this reshus harabim? So Gemara says, my taima gabe chaverta ki chatzer hanizak dami. The body of the other animal is considered reshus hanizak. Because so basically he's sticking himself, you have your own personal domain, you know, there's my own Dalai Lamas, I guess, you know, Dalai Lamas is Conus, and the animals was his own personal domain, and that is considered Rishus Hanizak, and therefore you would be Chayiv, even though the eater and both the animals are standing in the Rishus HaRabim, but the damage is taking place in a declared Rishus Hanizak.
Well, why isn't this just regular Derech HaTila?
Because Shane is part of Rishus HaRabim. So if it's not a Rishus HaRabim, you have a Ptur. But here we're saying that they're both walking Rishus HaRabim, so it looks like it should be Pater. We're saying no, because he's eating off the back of another animal, we're considering that Rishus HaNizak, and therefore he would be Chayev. Lema Misayele, maybe there's the following as a support for the din of Ilfa. Right, the case is as follows. Hayaku Paso Mufshelas La'acharav. So a guy's working, I guess, with a sack or his box slung over his shoulder. He didn't zip it up, I guess. Upashtat Savara and it swung over his back, and the other animal stretches out its neck and eats from it, it's chayev. So therefore we see from this, like Ilfa, we say even though the nezek took place in a reshus harabim, nevertheless, since the animal is eating it from your kalim, or in Ilfa's case, off the back of your animal, then we consider that shein reshus hanizak, and therefore you'd have to pay nezek shalem. So the Gemara says, no, that may not be approved. Doesn't mean Ilfa's wrong, but it means this brisa may not be a proof. Kida amar Rava bikofetes, just like Rava said elsewhere, we'll have to see where that elsewhere is, but just like Rava said elsewhere, bikofetes is talking about where sort of it's jumping, right? Rashi says bikofetes, she kafza v'achla al savara, sort of it jumped, she ain't darka bikach, and therefore it's not its derech, it's not a derech, it's mishuna, and therefore if it told the karenu, the chayev is chatzi nezek amar. And the case over here of the mefushelas lacharav would be, the chayev would be chatzi nezek, because it would be mishuna, which would make it karen. So kida amar rabbi chofetzes, hachanami bikofetzes. And I guess that could sort of apply. I don't know why that doesn't apply to Ilfa as well. And so therefore it's b'kofetzes. So we're saying that we can say this b'raisa is talking about the animals kofetzes. And therefore since it's a shinoi, it's keren. And that's why he's chayiv in the Rishus Arabim, because keren is chayiv in Rishus Arabim. And when the Mishnah says he's chayiv, he means he's chayiv to pay chatzi nezek. Okay. V'hecha itma d'rava. And where does Rava say this case of kofetzes? We said, oh, just like Rava said over there kofetzes, so it's over here kofetzes. Where is over there kofetzes? It was said about the din of Rav Oshia that said as follows: Behema b'rishus harabim. The animal is b'rishus harabim. Halcha v'achla petura. If it ate food in the rishus harabim while it's walking, it is pater because that is shein b'rishus harabim. Amda v'achla chayevis. But it stood still and it ate in the rishus harabim, it is chayevis. Gemara says, why? What's the difference? Maishna halcha. Why do you say he's chayev for eating? Why do you say that he is putter for shein versus harabim if he ate while it's walking? Da'archehu, because that's its derech. The derech of the animal is to eat while it's walking. So therefore, it'd be shein versus harabim, it'd be putter. Amda nami archehu. So too, when if it's standing still and eating versus harabim, it's also its derech. What's the difference between halcha and omed and omedes? So Amarava, Rava says, but Rav Oshia says that the behemoth, when the behemoth is omedes v'ochle, that is, if it's regular just standing still, that's derech. That's derech, and therefore he'd be potter. Where Rav Oshia says that Yischayev is where it's kofetzes, where the animal jumps, because it's, I guess it stands on its hind legs and pulls something up and jumps. So that's not derech to be done. Therefore, the chiv of the bailam in that case is only midin karen, and only midin karen, you'd be chayev to pay chatzi nezek, because Karen is also chayiv versus harabim, but it's only chayiv chatzi nezek until you get to a muad status. So even though Ilfa says that if you eat off the animal of the eat off the back of the animal, that would be chayiv because of shein, because it can deemed versus anizak. Nevertheless, there's no raya from that brisa, because that brisa can be talking about the case of kofetzes, and we just saw what Rav's case of kofetzes is. Okay, next case. Major Machlokas, we've shown him how to explain this case, but we'll start with Rashi. Okay, so Bayi Rabbi Zeira, Misgalgel Mahu. It's rolling. What is the din? Or it's moving. What's the din? So you look at Rashi, Dibur Maskal Mai. Right, Rashi. Well, okay, let's read the next few lines. Sorry. So Heichidami, what's the case of the suffix of Misgalgel? Right, you have something that seems to be rolling from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaNizak. So again, if it's eaten in the Rishus HaNizak, there is a chiyuv for shein. If it is eaten in the Rishus HaRabim, potentially there's a p'tur of shein Rishus HaRabim, which is pater. So hechi dami. So what's the case over here with this misgagel? It says kagon dekaima amir b'Rishus HaYachid. There's a bundle of food. I guess maybe hay or wheat or something. There's a bundle of animal food that's in the Rishus HaYachid. The animal is standing in Rishus HaRabim. Become misgalgel the asim Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim. And it is misgalgel. That's the machlok showing what that means. It is misgalgel. It is either being rolled or it is rolling on its own from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. And the animal, I guess, eats it there in Rishus HaRabim. So my, what's the din? What does Rashi say? My, basar achila azlina no ptura. Do we say we go after, according to Rashi, misgalgel means that the animal is sort of pulling it from the Rishus HaRabim, Yochid, into the Rishus HaRabim. So do we say, Rashi, my, basar achila azlina no ptura, we go where, look at the location of the eating. Where did he eat it? He ate it in the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore he would be pater. Oh, basar deshaklula azlina no chayevis. Or do we say, where did he take it from? He pulled it from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, and he ate it. But where he took it from was Rishus Yochid, and therefore he would be chayav for shein.
It doesn't make a difference where he's standing or not.
That's the case. That's exactly the case. He's standing with Rishus HaRabim. It makes all the difference in the world where he's standing. Because if he's standing in Rishus HaYochid and eating Rishus HaYochid, he's obviously chayav. Here we have two different, he's standing with Rishus HaRabim, and he's pulling it from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. So, and Rashi then explains, v'hua dinami would be the opposite case. V'hua dinami, ibehem b'rishus ha-nizok, the behema is in the rishus ha-nizok, v'amir b'rishus ha-rabim, and this pile is in the rishus ha-rabim. I guess assuming that this pile belongs to the nizok where the animal is standing, right? The gilgul asom rishus ha-rabim rishus ha-yachad, and the animal pulls it in from the rishus ha-rabim into the rishus ha-nizok. So, ibas rachil azim l'chayeves. If we go where he ate it, which is in the rishus ha-nizok, he be chayev. The e basar shakala is lina patura. If you pulled it and you go where he got it from, it'll be patur. Question is where you go by. You go by where he ate, or where he took it from. So that's how Rashi explains the question. Tosos doesn't like it. Tosos, well, this is Tosos' question. Tosos says, Peir Shakunchus, Timisafkule, e basar chilas lina, e basar nikicha. Vikasha. Tosos says he's got a problem with that because Tosos is going to say that there's a Mufurish Gemara on tomorrow's daf that says you go according to where you eat. So what's the Shaila according to Rashi? He says, "Because the command got me chik helef, shnot the charav, all like this. Pshita lady, iachli b'kdis, the amal blood butter. The eight by the kdis should be butter." Meaning it's clear over there. Whatever the case is, that the achila is what judges. So he says, "Va'od the lashon miskagel lo mashmahachi. Miskagel is the lashon. I don't know which binyan is, but the lashon means it is rolling on its own. It's not migalgel. If it's the animal was doing it, it would be migalgel. Miskagel means it's done by its own. So what does it mean? The idea that Rashi says that it's being pulled by the animal, Tosfos says doesn't fit into the Lashon. So therefore, Tosfos explains, V'nira l'ri, kegon dekaime peiros b'rishus ha-nizok, the peiros are in the rishus ha-nizok. U'migalgali v'asu l'rishus ha-rabim. There's some sort of slope, or maybe some sort of wind, that's rolling the bale of hay, I guess, into the rishus ha-rabim. But what happens... The problem is that it's rolling, and if everything would stay in status quo, it would roll into the Rosh Hashanah. But what happens is the behemah catches it as it's rolling and eats it before it gets to the Rosh Hashanah. So had it not been for the behemah, this food would have gone into the Rosh Hashanah. The behemah is eating it now, stops it from going into the Rosh Hashanah. And the Kami Boilei, and we asked, Olaf. The shaila is, according to Tosos, is whether or not we view this food as if it is in the Rosh Hashanah, because it would have gotten there anyway, and therefore behemoth's potter, or do we say that it still is, nevertheless, even though it's the behemoth that stopped it, it's still considered to be in the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he would be chayev.
Is that like the cleat that's falling from the roof and right. The hits it before it hits the ground?
Well, there the damage took place. Why is that the same?
Well, because...
No, because there you're talking about it's a monotavar. Here you're just talking about, there it's where the actual damage is being done. We're saying the damage is done already.
Right.
Where we're just trying to find the location where the damage is taking place. It's a little different. It's a little nuanced difference. It's a little different. So the Gemara says, it's Tashma, let's bring a raya. I guess we'll learn according to Rashi. So Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Chia says as follows. Masoi, so you have a bundle. Right, I guess something filled with barley, Rashi says. You have a masoi, miksaso bifnim, part of it is bifnim, meaning in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, umiksaso b'chutz, and part of it is outside of Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Achla, the animal ate it, bifnim chayeves, achla b'chutz patura. Assumption being is that he ate it bifnim, he was chayev. If he ate it outside, it's patura. My love, miskalgel v'asi. Is this not the case of it rolling? What's going on? Rashi says, "My love," like two Rashi's from where we start. My love, kigon she'achalto kulo, he ate everything. V'hachi ka'amar, and this is what it says: achalto bifnim, kigon she'gilgala es kulo bifnim. He pulled all of it inside. Chayeves gilgalos luchutz petura. He pulled all of it outside and ate it there. He'd be potter. Alma, from this you see. Basar achilas lina. We go from the location of the eating. That's what seems to. I mean, based if you take all of our assumptions and put them into this brisa, then we have an answer for araya. So Gemara says, no, your assumptions are wrong. Gemara says, lo, don't say that you can't. In other words, it may be you go basar achila, but this brisa is not araya because this brisa can be interpreted completely the opposite way. He says, lo, ema achla al masha bifnim chayeves al masha bichutz patura. Meaning, and you can say, Rashi says, Al Masha Haya Munach Mitchila Bachutz Petura. Whatever was originally situated outside, he's Potter. Ve'alamunach Mitchila Bifnim Chayevis. And whatever was situated inside, you are Chayevis.
So it wasn't a case of rolling. It was
It could have been a case of rolling, but you look, you have to figure out what was originally inside, what was originally outside. He ate the whole thing. What was originally inside he's chayav for. The part that was originally outside was potter. However, it worked out. So you go according to where he took it from, not according to where he ate it, because it all depends on where he ate it from. Because that's another way to interpret the brisa. The brisa doesn't say exactly the way we made assumptions in the brisa. The ibayis ema, or you can answer. We're talking about the aspasta plant, right? This is, we're talking about Rabbi Chiya's case. The chavila is talking about, I think aspasta is called shachas. I'm not sure exactly what that is, what type of plant it is. I don't know if he translates it.
Long stalks of grass.
So long stalks of grass. So basically, it's aspasta. Rashi says that, it's a long Rashi, but you need Rashi. He says, la'olam, it's where he ate it from. It's a location of where he ate. But he still can't, lo tifshol de Gilgul milsahu. He can't say that Gilgul, anything has to do with Gilgul. It's masrish al chasav, sha'olav aruchim. It's very long. It's lying across. It's talking about a case where you have this one long stalk that's going across the Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah divide. Right? The cave on the high ratio. Once he eats one piece, that other piece automatically goes along with it.
Like a reed.
Sorry?
Maybe like a reed.
Yeah. So, ki garila azul idach basreg, kimanda amana kulo b'chaduchta dami. So, it's as if it's sitting in one place. Wherever he eats it from, since it's automatically going to be pulled across, wherever he eats it from, that's going to be considered the location. Our case is where it's being, the whole, it's separate kernels, I guess, being pulled. Hilka chazlina basa b'hema. And ki kami boyle king on sa'orin, de kula gari and kai b'fnima b'chutz, de ki ocha hai lo azul hai basre, ilo megagale. By the case of our case, it's like seeds or feed. So if he eats one piece, it doesn't automatically mean the other piece is going to come. He has to eat that piece and then pull the rest of it across. Here with the what's called a reed, the long reed, by just eating one, it goes well across. So again, there's no raya. It seems that we don't have an answer right now. We don't have an answer right now of what the halacha would be. We go basar achila or basar the place where the animal is where the basar achila or basar hanach, I guess it was. Basar achila or basar deshakla, that's the words. Okay. Next. The Mishnah said that the shein is mu'ed to eat anything that's roi to him. Again, Tosos, then you have to go back to the Tosos and read the Gemara according to the Shita of Tosos. Just, I don't think we have time. Okay, the Mishnah had said that the shein is more to eat that which is roi, that which was typical for it to eat, and the owner would pay nezek shalem. But if it ate, right, the Mishnah says ksus or kalim, that's mishuna. It's not typical for it to eat kalim. That's mishuna. Mishuna against code word for Karen, and it would have to pay chatzin nezek. So then the Mishnah said afterwards, b'med dvar mamurim rosh hasanizak, av rosh hasarav in pater. So this b'med dvar mamurim, what's it going on? That's the question that the Gemara is answering. The Gemara says, ahai, on which lashon in the Mishnah does it say that there's a p'tur of shein in the rosh hasarabim? It's only talking about the resha, which says that the resha, which says that shein that you ate kedarka, but in rosh hasarabim your pater? Or does it even say that, talking about the seifa, where it says the shein, the achla kususo kelim, there it also says you were chayiv. But that's only in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah would you put there as well. So Amar Rav Akulu, it's going on everything. Right, Rashi says, Akulu, Hadikatari Masnis and Rosh Hashanah and Petura, Akulu Kai, Vafilu Aksus Vakelim, the Shinoi Havi Vatold of Karen. Even though it's a Shinoi, even though it's a told of Karen, since it's Achila and Rosh Hashanah, maybe you're putter. So he says, yeah, you'd be putter.
How is it told of Karen?
Because it's Mashunah. It's not typical. Anything atypical is code word for Karen. So Amarav Akulu my timer. What's the reason why you would be putter for eating something that's mushune in the Rosh Hashanah? I'm usually carrying Rosh Hashanah and Yichaya for. So he says because there's a double mushune over here. Kol hamishane upa'ach revashina putter. If you do something abnormal and somebody else comes and does something abnormal to what you did, you're putter. What's abnormal here? Rashi says kol hamishane kigongzesh sheniach susa v'kelim Rosh Hashanah. Who leaves their kelim lying in Rosh Hashanah? It may actually be a boar if you do that. Who's leaving their kemosh sarabim? And then ba'ach v'shinubo, and then this animal comes and eats it, which is also davar mishuna, you're potter, because it's a double shinoi. Double shinoi, you would be potter. U'shmul amar lo shanu ela peiros v'irakos. Ksus v'chein v'chayav. Shmul says no. When it says ba'medra amurim, which is on Nizak, that's only a p'tur for real shein. That's only a p'tur if he ate dvarim haroilo. But if the animal ate the ksus v'kelim in the rishus sarabim, That's a din of, that's Mashunah, that's Nezek of Keren, and therefore you'd be Chayiv, and Mishas Rabin. Chatzi Nezek to start with, and full Nezek if he ever becomes a Muad to do that.
Unless
it's a goat. What? Yeah.
Unless it's a goat.
No, it's a goat. It's not necessarily Roy what it would eat. When you always say, Roy Lachilus Kelev. A dog will eat almost anything you put in front of it. It's what do you feed it? What do you typically feed the animal? Like, Roy, I remember Rabbi Bill had that once when he mentioned about Pesach products. I think this is Rabbi Bill cheap, other people hold differently. He said, you have to be Roy Lachilus Kelev. So someone said, you put shampoo in front of a dog, it's going to eat it. Because you put manure in front of a dog, sometimes it'll eat it also. It's just what you typically feed it. That's what Roy Lachilus Kelev is. So maybe the same thing applies here. Not necessarily what it will eat. Yeah, this goat will eat anything, but is that what the owner's going to feed it? It's not typically what the owner feeds it. If the owner doesn't feed it a wicker basket, it feeds it grain or grass. All right? So, Peres Yerakas, about Ksusa Kalim Chayevis, the Chain Amar Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish now, we're not going to bring other sheetahs. Reish Lakish says, Akulu. Reish Lakish holds like Rav, who is going to say that all the dinar of the Mishnah, Yerpach Rishus Harabim, even the Ksusa Kalim, because there's a double Shinoi. The Azda Reish Lakish Tame, and Reish Lakish goes to Shita. So, the Amar Reish Lakish says, this is on Daf Chav Dalet, Shtei Paras Rishus Harabim. We have two cows or oxes walking in the Rishus Harabim. Echa Berutzav, Echa Meleches. One is, I guess, tied down, sitting, and one is walking. Uba'ata Mehaleches Berutzav Petura. And the one that is sitting stuck out its leg and kicked the one that it's walking. Even though the biyut is midin keren, and a keren would be chayiv and rishus harabim, we would say that he's putter. Why is he putter? Right, double. It's a double shina. Butta mehal. I did it the wrong way. It's butta. Right, it's butta mehalechas berevutz patura. The one that's walking kicks out. The walker hits the squatter. It's putter because keren itself, the kicking itself is shinoi. That's keren is mishuneh. But the squatting is shinoi. Why is it squatting in the Rishus Harabim? What's it saying in the Rishus Harabim? So it's a double shinoi yapater. But revutza mehaleches chayevis. If the squatter kicks the walker, then you be chayev because the only shinoi there is the kicking, and that's keren in Rishus Harabim. You would be chayev. So therefore, you see that Reish Lakish has the same shita of Rav. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, our Mishnah is lo shanu ele peiros v'yirakos. He holds like Shmuel, that our Mishnah is only talking about peiros v'yirakos. But if the animal ate ksus v'keilim in the Rishus Harabim, you'd be chayev, because that is Karen. He doesn't hold this double shinoi concept, I guess. So that's what the Gemara says. So lema Rabbi Yochanan lesle de Reish Lakish. Is it true that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold a Reish Lakish v'afilu b'shtei paros? He's going to hold it even in the case of two paros, where I have this double shinoi. Here we have a double shinoi. You have the ksus v'keilim in the Rishus Harabim. That's a shinoi. You have the animal eating Rishus Harabim. That's a shinoi. He's still such a chayev. So from Reish Lakish to say, it's not such a double shinoi. He's not going to argue on the concept of double shinoi. He's just going to argue here that ksus v'keilim Rishus Harabim is not a double shinoi, he's going to say. So sometimes a person is walking, his bundles get heavy, he puts his stuff down. So it's not such a shinoi. It doesn't rise to the level of shinoi. So it's only one shinoi. So it's only one shinoi. It's Karen and Yibichayev. That's what he holds. He says, lo olam isle. And ksus avde inish the manche glime mefakhe. Right, aval behem olav orcha. He says, by ksus, right, it's the derech of people sometimes to put down their clothing and their bundles in the Rishus Harabim while they're walking. Therefore, he's not going to view this maisa as a maisa shinoi. Granted, about behema lav orcha, it's not the derech of the by the case of the behema to kick. That is not. It's not the derech for it to kick. It's not the derech for it to be sitting in the Rishus Harabim. I don't know why. Maybe the behema also you sit and rest it in the Rishus Harabim. I'm not sure why. He's saying that one is a shinoi, one is not a shinoi. So if it's a shinoi, so if you actually do have a double shinoi, I'll say you're potter. But the case of our Mishnah, he's going to say it's only a single shinoi. The single shinoi being the animal eating kalim. That's Karen, that you'd be chayev. Okay. Then the Mishnah said that even though that Shein is Petur B'Shus Harabim, if you have Shein or Shus Harabim, you'd be putter from the damage. Nevertheless, im nehenes mishalemes. You have to pay for the benefit. In other words, you don't have to pay the full value of what you damaged, but you would have to pay what you benefited. Meaning, my animal now ate from your stuff. I don't have to pay you the value of your stuff, but what I would have paid to feed my animal, I have to pay you because I got benefit from you. So v'kama. So how much? What's the measurement of the benefit that you have to pay? So Rabba Amar Deme Amir, the Rava Amar Deme Saorin Bezol. So Rabba says Deme Amir. Look at Rashi says. Sa'orim is going to be viewed as the best thing for the animal to eat. So, Deme Amir, She'im Achla Sa'ora Kadei Sviyasa. It ate barley, right, to fill itself up. Eino mishalim lo, it doesn't pay him the value of the barley. Elo damim shayatzarek litein b'kashin u'b'tevin l'achila. He would have to pay the value of the worst type of food he would have been able to buy to feed his animal, which is tevin and kashin. The amalei yeshi l'achila sa'orim elo kashin u'tevin. I wasn't going to feed him barley, I was going to feed him hay. So I'll pay you the value of the hay. That's what Rava says. Rava amar demei sa'orim b'zol. He has to pay the cheapest sa'orim. Meaning, Rashi says, you don't have to pay the market value currently of the sorin. You'd have to pay what the cheapest thing he could have found somebody else, which Rashi says out is probably a 30% discount, two-thirds worth. So about a 30% discount of what he damaged. So instead of paying 100% of what he ate, he only has to pay 70%. Okay, so Tani Kavasi the Rabba, Tani Kavasi the Rabba. But Bryce that supports Shita Rabba. Again, Rabba says Demei Amir, lowest amount. And Rabba says about Demei Sorin Bezol. So, Rav Shimon, I guess the first one is Rabba. So Tanik Avasi the Rabba. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, you have a behema that ate barley in Rosh Hashanah. Ein mishalemes ela demei amir b'lad. He wants to pay demei amir, exactly like Rabba. Pays demei amir, pays the value of the lowest food. But Tanik Avasi the Rabba, im nenes, if he is nene, mishalemes masha nenes, he pays what he's benefit. Ketsa, what's the case? Achla kabo kabayim. He ate a kabo kabayim, some sort of measurement. Ain omen tishalim demei. You don't have to pay the value of the kabel kubayin. Ella omdim kama adam rotze lehechel behemto davo haroylo. You find what the person would be willing to pay in order to feed his animal something that's normal to feed the animal. And afal pisha eino rogil. Even though that's not what he typically feeds his animal, you have to look at what most people normally feed their animal. Lefikach achla chitin davo haroylo. Therefore, if he ate chitin or something inherently bad for the animal in Rosh Hashanah, then there's no benefit, and he'd be put to lagamri because there's no benefit. Okay, so machlokas as to whether you go according to the lowest value or the lowest value food or the lowest value food that's typically fed to the lower value of food that's typically fed to the animal. Okay, now we go into a sugya of someone who gets benefit from his friend. So zanenev as elochaser is going to be the case. I get benefit, you have no loss. Do I have to pay? So I'm going to Rav Chisda Rami Bar Chama. Rav Chisda says to Rami Bar Chama, Lo habis gabon bo orsla b'tchuma. Yesterday you weren't with us in the tchum, so therefore you didn't learn with us. Either tchum means maybe it was in Shabbos, he wasn't in the tchum Shabbos, couldn't come, or maybe tchum, a lot of the batei midrashim at the time were out in the field, so you weren't in the neighborhood, yesterday you didn't come to shir. So, and you didn't come to shir, you missed my great question. The Ivaylon Mili Ma'alisa, I asked, we had a suffix on this wonderful shayla. So Amar, my milim yalisa. He says, okay, what was this wonderful shayla? So Amalei, Rav Chisda says to Rami Bar Chama as follows. This was the din that made a suffix. Hadar b'chatzer chaveiro shalom idaito. I am living in your field without your knowledge. So the question, sarich laloso, do I have to pay rent tzchar? Do I have to pay you rent? Oh, ain't sarich, or do I not have to pay you rent? So hey chidami. What's the case? If it's talking about a case where the chutzner is not usually rented, and the guy himself, the squatter, wouldn't pay rent, meaning he has plenty of other places to live. So if you want to charge for your rent, I'll just go somewhere else. So but neither of them, it's typically not rented out, and this guy typically doesn't pay anything. So it's zeh lo nehneh v'zeh lo chutzner. It's a case of lo nehneh, because the guy doesn't have to be there. And it's lo chaser for the bala chaser because he's not losing anything. He usually doesn't charge.
So the benefit here is a stretch.
Why?
Because he is benefit.
What benefit is he getting? Yeah, but it's not a quantifiable benefit because he doesn't have to live there. He can live somewhere else.
But
he's not specifically getting what? Okay, so the halachic that I count it as a benefit because he's not giving him anything that he could have otherwise.
Yeah.
Not giving him anything that he could have otherwise. He could go live somewhere else. He's not giving him anything else. Zenev is a lo chaser. Ella, I'm talking about a case with chaser to kaimel agra. It's a case where the chaser is usually rented out. The gavra to avil megar. And talk about a guy who needs to a place. So that's a case.
No, because you only really need the first concept.
Well, let's read the Gemara. Let's read the case. They're going through the cases, and then we'll see if we still have silence after that. So he says, "B'chatzer the kaimel agar v'gavra the avil amegar." So that's the case. It's zenenev zechaser. Well, then this guy is getting benefit, and this guy is losing out. So clearly, you'd have to pay. So slow tzriach of the case is b'chatzer the kaimel agra. Talking about a case where he doesn't typically rent out the field, the gavra the avil amegar, and the person would usually have to pay. So then it's a case of zenenev Nevis Elochasar. He's getting benefit because normally he would have to pay. Right. But this guy's not losing anything because normally he doesn't rent it out. Right. So it's a Zen Nevis Elochasar. So my, what's the case? Do we say it's Zen Nevis Elochasar? Does he have to pay? Matzi Amrle, the squatter, could say, my chaser tich. What did that cause you to lose? You didn't lose anything. You would never have gotten money anyway. You wouldn't have lost anything. Al Dilma Matzi Amir, the Balachotzer can say to him, against Matzi Amre, ha is nahanes. You got hana from me. So you got you were nene for my mamo. Pay me for that hana. So what's this? So that's the shaila. So Amrle, so Rami Bar Chama says to Rav Chisda, mastisen he. We can learn a raya to your shaila, to your great shaila. It's an answer is in the Mishnah. So he asks this back to him. He says to him, hey, Masnissen, which Mishnah are you talking about? So Amrle, so Rami Chama says, L'chi tishamshi li. Tishamishli. Thank you. He says, you should do something for me. Right? Give me shimush, and then I'll give you the answer. I'm not sure what that means, but he says, do it. So shakal shudra v'karikle. He said, this is the answer. Rami Rechama, there's a shaila. In other words, there was a question that Rav Chisda said to Rami Rechama. We had this great question. Of Zen and of Zelocha. So Rami Rechama says it's a Mishnah. So Rav Chisda says, tell me the Mishnah. Rami Rechama says, I'll tell you the Mishnah if you do a Shemesh for me. Right. So he folds his clothing. So he says,
why didn't he give him an answer without the...
I don't know. I said, I don't know. So Shakla Surja Karakle. Rav Chisda took the Sudar of Rami Rechama and he folded it. He didn't shim. And Amrle, so he says to him, that we can learn that answer from what we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was a behemoth that ate peros in the Rishus HaRabim, and we said that the Baal HaBehemoth is Nene, because his animal ate it, and he says, Im Nenes Meshalemes Marsha Nenes. You see from there, if he's Nene, he has to pay. Case of Zen Nene Vol Chaser. Let me slow Chaser. He ate the guy's fruit. He lost his fruit. So Kumar was going to say, so Amarava, what? So we'll see. So Amarava, Rava says, I guess Rav Chisda just accepted what Rami Bar Chama said. And I think it's a language that's, it's like a guy who thinks that everything's taken care of. He has no cares in the world. He just doesn't accept it. He goes, it's not a good raya. Right? The Afal God, the Lodun, the Masnis, and Kavune, even though it's not at all similar to our Mishnah, he accepted it. Because, hi, in our Mishnah, it's Zen Nenev Zer Chaser. Is that what you're saying? He lost it. You're Nenev from eating my fruit. You ate my fruit. It is Chaser. So he said, and hi, and that case is Zen and Mazelo Chaser. That case is Zen and Mazelo Chaser. Meaning he didn't lose anything. I guess he didn't do any damage to the field. Everything is pristine as it was before. He took a sleeping bag and lied down on concrete. They crushed the grass. He didn't do any damage. He didn't do anything to him. So that's clearly Lo Chaser. So Gemara says no, because Rami Bar Chama says as follows. And what he said, Rami Bar Chama, Stam Peiros Rishus Harabim Afkuri Mafkilahu. Stam. Yeah, so it can't be real hefker. Because it's real hefker, who are you paying?
Right.
There's no. So Tosa says it's sort of, when you put payers from Shusha Rabin, your assumption is that most likely it's something's going to happen to it. So I'm not really, so as if it's out of sight, out of mind, so therefore it's low chaser. Just a little tenuous, I agree. Yeah. That's how Tosa says. Tosa says, Afkuri Mavkulu. Yeah, but when I put stuff in my trash, I'd say, I don't, if someone eats it, it's not mine anymore.
Technically, it still is yours. If you put something out there in the trash that you think somebody else is going to take it as a value to them,
right?
It still is yours until it's taken by them or by
somebody. Understood, unless I'm actually mafkir it. Because in this case, also, if I let these payros out in the Rishon HaRabim, the Rishon point out, and someone trips over them, well, I'm still chayim, we did poor. So it's still technically mine. But it's not mine enough to be concerned that if someone ate it, that I'm losing anything.
No,
because I'm assuming it's going to get lost.
Somebody's
going to
eat something.
Right, that's what Tosos, Akram, says, Lo Lagamre, not Lagamre, Hefker, Tosos says, De Im Kain, Afilu Masha Nenis, Lo Mashalim, El Messiah Mehain, Shesavor, She's Kalkulu, Mach Masharabin, Dorsim Alehem, Achilo, Deve Masha Nenis. I assume that someone's going to take it. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara says, Tama, now I'm going to try to bring, since now Rava was docha the raya of Rami Bar Chama, because he says our Mishnah is a case of where he was chaser. Yes, you have that answer, Rami Bar Chama thought, but really that's a little difficult. So we don't have a raya about Zen Nen Evzelo chaser. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring some cases of Zen Nen Evzelo chaser. Okay, got to move. Tanan. So, case above the Basra and Avdalit. Hamakin Chaveir Mishalosh Uchosov. A guy has his field surrounds another field, for some person's field on three sides. Look at the picture in Rashi. You have Reuven's fields on the outside, Shimon's fields on the inside. So Hamakir Chaveir Mishalosh Uchosov. The Gadar is Harishona. He puts a fence over down around one side. There's Hashni around the second side. There's Hashlishi around the third side. So he builds, it seems to be that he has an outer wall, he builds an outer wall and an inner wall around three sides. So Eim L'Chayvin also. We don't have to pay Shimon. We don't force Shimon to pay anything because he gets no benefit from this wall because his field is still totally open on the fourth side. his field is totally open. Ah, the diuk is how Revius, if he builds the, if Reuven builds the fourth wall, how Revius mechayven also, he would have to pay for his share of the walls. Shamas mineh zenenev zelo chaser chayiv. See from here that if you're zenenev zelo chaser yachayiv, why is that a case of zenenev zelo chaser yachayiv? Seems to be because Shimon is nene from the fence. I think that's around Reuven's field, right? And Reuven doesn't lose anything.
What's the case?
The case is he's surrounded by three sides by Shimon's field, by Reuven's field. Shimon's on the inside. The picture case. This picture in Rashi.
Okay.
So Reuven's field surrounds Shimon's field on three sides. Reuven starts building fences around, an outer fence and an inner fence. But the thing is, he builds the outer fence to protect it from the outside.
Okay.
So if he builds the first three, Shimon has no chiyuv because Shimon's field is still open to the outside. Builds the fourth fence, Shimon now has to pay.
Did he ask him?
He has to pay. He just gets a benefit because he's getting a benefit. The Gemara said the Gemara was sugging in Bava Basra, but he's getting a benefit to his field and had to pay for that benefit. What you have to do, you have to pay for that benefit. So he's here, but I'm not sure if that's the case of, he says here, Zenen of Zola Chaser. Shimon is clearly getting benefit now that Reuven's field is closed. Right. But the Mexicans can pay for the wall? What's their benefit?
Yeah.
What's their benefit? What's their benefit? All right, that, I can't believe I said that on recording. Okay. So Shimon's clearly getting a benefit, and Shimon's not losing anything. Because he has to field, he has to build his field anyway. I mean, he has to. I'm not sure why it's low. What's the case?
He hasn't paid for anything.
No, that's he will. But you know, he has to pay for something. Shimon is paid. I understand. I'm trying to. Why is Reuven not chaser? It's zelo chaser because yesh lo dorsadeo. He has to enclose his field anyway.
Right.
So he's not losing anything, and Shimon's getting a benefit, and Reuven's not losing anything, and we see that Shimon has to pay. So Shani Hassam, so the Gemara is different over there. No, the Amrlei, because Reuven, the outside guy, can say to Shimon, you did cause me a loss, because at garamtli hakefer yisera. Because of you, I have to do an extra wall. I mean, not only do I have to build a wall on the outside, I probably have to build a wall on the inside. So you're causing me to build an extra wall, so therefore there is a loss. So it's not a case, it's not clearly a case of Zedvet, I'm not exactly clear, sure what the case is. It's not really a case of, Rashi says, the hakefer yisera. The ilav sadash al Shimon, bein sadosav. Had it not been because of the field of Shimon within Reuven's field, have a savgele b'mechitzos chitzonius. It would have been enough for him to have just built an outer wall, but have a kolso dosa gedurim, and therefore, and all of his fields would have been walled off. The hilka chatzir b'shvil. Now that you're here, I also have to build an inner wall, so I am losing. Okay, so zen nenev is a chaser, not a riot to our case. So tashma, I'm trying to bring another case. Am Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says im. Amad Nikaf, the God there at Sarvius. The case now is here. Again, Reuven surrounds Shimon's field on three sides. Reuven builds three walls. Now, Shimon gets up and builds the fourth wall on his own. He builds the fourth wall. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Im Amad Nikaf, the God there at Sarvius, Milgal Gimlav Asakol. Now we see that he wanted all four walls, and we force him to pay his portion in all four walls, because by building the third wall. So time of the Gadar Nikaf. We see from here, according to Rabbi Yossi, the only reason why he has to pay is if he himself puts up the fourth wall. Ha Makif, but if the Makif puts up the fourth wall, and this, Dave, this is more your case, if the Makif puts up the fourth wall, he would be Potter. He wouldn't have to pay, because he didn't do anything. So Shema Minah, Zen Nene, Vizelo Chasa Potter. You would think Zen Nene, Chasa Potter. Why? Shimon is Nene, because he's being protected now by the fourth wall.
Right.
Reuven is not chaser because he has to put up that fourth wall anyway. And nevertheless, we see that the Nene, Shimon, the inner guy, is Potter. So Zenem is all chaser Potter. So Shani Hatsam, there is different to Amalei because Shimon can say to Reuven, Lididi Sagli Benatira Barzuza. Shimon says, the reason why he's Potter over there, I didn't need such a good wall of stone and brick and mortar. You could just put up a cheap wall. So therefore, therefore, that Shimon is not being Nene only like a small amount. He's getting Nene a small amount. So let him pay that small amount. But it's not considered a Ze Lo Nene. It's on this extra, it's Ze Lo Nene. That's why he's Potter. Right? Because he's not really Nene. That extra, of the amount that he paid for the bricks, he's not being Nene because he would have been, twigs and sticks would have been enough. So it's not a case of Ze Nene Vize Lo Chaser. It's a case of Ze Lo Nene Vize Lo Chaser. So still we have no Raya. So Tashmar, bring the next case. This is a case in Gemara about Metzia, towards the end of Metzia, that could be Zion. Habayis ve'aliyah shel shnayim. So you have a duplex, basically. So you have a guy living on the lower floor, a guy living on the upper floor. Du mishpachti, right? No, that's side to side. But this is up and down. This is up and down. Right? Habayis ve'aliyah shel shnayim. Shenaflu, fell down. Happens, not so much nowadays, but it happens. Those house fell down. So the guy living on the upper floor tells the lower floor, let's build it. Let's build a house. So let's build a house so I can get my, I have rights to the house on the upper floor.
Right. The whole house fell down?
The whole house fell down. It's gone. It's rubble. It's complete rubble. Okay? So Livnos. But who ain't notes? The guy at the bottom doesn't want to build. So Hare Balaliyah Bona Bias, the Balaliyah can build a house by on his own. Vyoshe Bachi Yitun Tsiyosov, and he can, again, because the property rights belong to the lower guy on the lower floor, and he can sit in this lower floor house until the lower floor guy pays him for it, and therefore, and then when he gets paid for it, then he'll go take that money and build the upper floor, right? So Gemara says, Yitziyosov Hudmachayev Le Balabayas. So the Yitziyosov, the Balabayas, has to pay to the Balaliyah the Yitzios. Haskaro, but the schar, I mean the rent for paying in his house, low. He can't deduct that. He can't deduct the rent. He owns that area. Right. He can't deduct the rent from it. So Shema Mino, you see from here, Zenene Vizelo Chasa Pater. Who's Nene? I'm the upper guy. I'm being Nene from your house, from the lower, but you're not being Chasser because
you're not building the bottom house.
Right, you're not Chasser because you don't want to build a house. Right. So therefore, I'm Nene, you're not Chasser, you should be Pater. So Gemara says, no, Shani Hasam, the Besa La Aliyah Mishtabe. There it's different. Because it's not talking about a case of Zenene, Zelo Chasser. It's not talking about benefit or not. It's talking about ownership rights. We're talking about I'm using your rights. So it's your ownership. So Zenene is not a case of Zenene, Zelo Chasser. Rashi says, the bias La Aliyah Mishtabe. That's what he says. Al Habayas Lisbol Aliyah. Hilkach Hadin Im Zela Dorbo. The bottom guy has an obligation to have the upper guy there. Because it's a part of the ownership rights. So it's not a case of Zen and Zelo Chasser that I am exerting my ownership rights. And that's why you're obligated to support my living here. And that's why I don't have to pay. Okay. Next case. So Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Abze Hadar Bechatzer Chaveru, Shalomi Daito, Tzarech Alos Oschar. I mean, we had before. So now the Gemara is going to try to say, we said in our Mishnah, is this our Mishnah? No, we said in a Mishnah. Rabbi Huda says, this Balaliyah, this upper guy, who's living with Chatzar Chavero, Shalomi Daito, he's going to live in the, he doesn't build it, he just lives in the Chatzar without knowledge of the Baal Habayis, Tzar Chalo Soschar. He doesn't have to pay. He has to pay for it. Shmami no zenene v'zolo chaser yud b'chayev. I'm getting nene. You're not chaser because you're not living there either. But nevertheless, I have to pay. So it's a shani hasam mishum d'shachrurusa d'ashyosa. There, I guess I'm by living in your house. It's funny. I built the house. It's your house, so I'm living in it. You just owe me the money for the house. But by me living in there, there's wear and tear. So you are chaser. Which Dave will say that's patently unfair. What do you mean you're chaser? You didn't pay for it yet. You should only be chaser up to when you started, when you paid for it. If you didn't pay for it, what are you losing? But that the Gemara says over there is that I built it, it's yours, I'm living in it, I'm getting benefit, and you're losing because now your house is getting wear and tear, which is odd because you didn't build it. So why is it your house? I hear. Okay. I hear you. Okay, so that he says, you're chayev. So according to this, we have no riot one way or another, but Zenen of Zelo Chaser. So Shalchu Bei Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami, they sent to Rabbi Ami of Zenen of Zelo Chaser this question. Zenen of Zelo Chaser, are you chayev? So Shalchu Bei Rabbi Ami. Amar, he's Rabbi, says to Kima Aselo, Umach Yisro. He says the guy who lived there, so Shalchu Bei Rabbi Ami. Amar Rabbi says, V'chima Aselo, the guy who was living there, what did he do? Umach Yisro. He didn't lose anything. Uma hiziko. What damage did he do? So maybe seems like a spotter. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar nisyashe bedaver. So Rabbi Chiya says, you know what? I need to think about it. So Hadar Shalchu, they sent him again. They asked him the question again. Shalchu kamei de Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar kuli hai Shalchu ba'azli. You already sent it to me a few times. Ilu ashke. Had I known the answer, ilu ashke batam elo shalchinu luhu. Wouldn't I have sent you the answer? I don't know yet. I'm still thinking about it. I don't know the answer. So Itmar. So he said the following Shmua. Gemara's going to be a machlokas now as to what the halacha is according to Rabbi Yochanan. So itmar, Rabbi Kahana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ain't tzarech aloschar. You don't have to pay for the rent. Rabbi Abo Amar Rabbi Yochanan, tzarech aloschar. He would have to pay. Zenen al chaser. One says Rabbi Yochanan says you chayev. One says you pater. So Amar Rabbi Papa, Had Rabbi Abba, Lava Feirish itmar emachal itmar. The fact that Rabbi Papa said that Rabbi Yochanan said that you don't have to pay, he didn't hear it Feirish. He just heard it. He just heard it from. He just from an inference. I'm not going to go further. We'll stop here. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we're in the middle of trying to figure out what Rabbi Yochanan's shita is, two shitas, and what Rabbi Yochanan said. We'll stop here.